darn pets' heads are falling off.
Okay, take two.
All right.
We rail it. We're ready.
Ready. We're rolling. We're real.
Action. Welcome to the Jam Notes Podcast.
Welcome.
I am your host, Ben Dirge. This is Nick Ring.
Did you just pronounce your last name differently?
Or Dirge, Dirge.
Dirge,
yes.
Yeah, I'm Nick Ring. That's Ben Dirge. Whatever your name is.
Mm-hmm.
BWD.
Host, yep. Guitar host. We listen to jams and talk about them. Think we're close to our 10th episode, if not beyond, at this point. Mm-hmm. So that's fun.
Yeah, we're rocking and rolling here. I think you have some things to share.
Okay, so all right, we're right off the bat. Here we go.
Yeah, last time we said we had some fact-checking to do. We mm-hmm. rattle off random things, and we're like, is that even true? Is that real?
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. So we're following up with some of that bullshit.
Yes, the first six episodes, but we'll have to do the other ones another time. But episode one... Still no band name?
Well, we haven't decided.
We
were just talking about it before we hit record.
Yeah, still no band name. Banter was suggested by a fan.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's not bad.
Ben still needs to start practicing more at his house, according to Nick, and I have not done that. Okay, so that's it for episode one.
Check yourself on that.
Oh, that was
some accountability.
Yeah. Episode two, possible band name to put on the list. Laser Fist.
I love that.
Laser Fist is
that nice. Just like makes me think a lot.
We ended that one talking about a boxing match that was to be continued. The fight did not end. So one of these jams, we got to end that boxing match.
Okay.
Episode three. My drum kit is not new yet, nor have I put new heads on it. Still waiting for a sponsor.
If that's you, speak up.
So Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare. And this is in reference to the final sprinkle,
mm-hmm.
remember? Okay. So Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, is the sixth in the Nightmare on Elm Street series. Came out in 91. And then in 94, 3 years later, Wes Craven's new Nightmare comes out. So it was not the final Nightmare, is what I was trying to say.
Come on, Wes. You can't do that.
We did not start a new YouTube channel for the podcast yet. But it is on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon.
Whoa, are we on Substack too?
And Substack,
Substack. Wow, if you're on any of those websites,
don't need to look at us. It's all audio.
All audio.
Yep, but same name, yep, Jam Notes Podcast.
Check it out.
All right, episode four. We mentioned in that episode that we had already done an episode about that jam five times. And it was true. We did record an episode about that jam, which never was published.
So we duplicated. We did a duplicate episode of the same jam. And we had the sneaking suspicion that we had done it before. But the jam itself felt like it had happened before. It was a weird deja vu kind of situation.
It is a beautiful jam with lots of space.
Yeah, I still love it.
Also from that episode, pilots do not use the term dashboard for airplanes. They use the word instrument panel, primary flight display, or navigation display, not the dash. And because both of us were perplexed how hi-hats physically work. It's a metal stand that holds two cymbals. The bottom cymbal is typically fixed to the stand. The top cymbal is mounted on a rod that is connected to the pedal that moves it up and down. I did not know that. And I actually kind of want to fiddle with it when we're done here.
Yeah, I did know that, and I feel like I was just playing along, just because, like, yeah, who the hell knows how stuff works? What? There's a stick with a clamp, and the thing stuck to the other thing.
I thought there was a string involved.
A string? They call it a string hat?
Okay, episode five. Putting our jams on Spotify without, you know, our commentary still hasn't happened, but we were talking about that earlier, so.
Yeah, so we've done 10 episodes now. We figure that's a good batch number. We'll do... put out 10 jams or, you know, the things that we covered in those 10 episodes, either raw or we might edit them a little bit. But, we'll put those out very soon.
Hell yeah. All right. Possible band names again. Off the Roll. which we, when we suggested it, has no meaning.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going to say, is that in reference to...
And then the band that once had no name and then decided to call themselves this and then said, nah. It was also...
That is interesting. I like how long it is, but I feel like there's probably a band who's done like a rambling band that isn't this. Very is that
Fiona Apple long titles.
Yeah.
Also, Bam Margera did not go to jail.
Ever? What?
Nope. At the time when we were talking about it, I thought he might have been in jail. He did violate his parole that September, right. But no jail time. And I still need to watch the movie Willow.
I just saw it on, it's on some platform to stream for free.
That's more of a personal note.
But Willow's great. If you haven't seen the movie Willow, there's a lot of good stuff in there. It's like, it's like if you took The Lord of the Rings and shrunk it down and made it more friendly and fun, and Val Kilmer's in it, and it's like George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, and then whoever did the soundtrack or the score.
John Williams?
It might be John Williams.
I think you say that in the episode.
Yeah. It's okay. Just like, it's a banger. You gotta watch Willow.
I gotta watch Willow.
Yeah.
Episode 6, Mike Portnoy is very much alive. He's age 58. And
I have been on the edge of my seat since we recorded that episode.
and he's still drumming. He did leave Dream Theater in 2010, but rejoined in 2023.
Okay, sick.
Possible band names. Snail Bear. We didn't suggest it as a band name at the time, but I do say it randomly in that episode. I like it. Snail Bear.
Can you imagine if a bear had like a big shell on the back of it?
And or it could, it would it be tiny or would it be retreat. Big?
Oh, it would be gigantic.
Okay. Because a tiny bear with a snail shell with us would be fun.
That's more like a pet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then fuck her.
Or you get it. You get it as a pet and then... You know, within a few years, it obviously outgrows your house, and then it's a gigantic bear with a gigantic shell.
I'll jump over this one. I'll save that for the end and go right back, because we're on the bear theme. So, you said panda bears were not bears in the episode. They are bears.
What?
Yes.
That is an upset.
I said that koala bears were neither bear. No, I said they were bears, but they were not marsupials. You said they were not bears, but they were marsupials. You were right on both counts.
Oh.
They are not actual bears, but they are two for you, kind of.
Okay.
But you also ask in that episode, is science real? And Nick, yes, science is real. It is a robust method of understanding the world based on evidence, observation, and experimentation.
Did you get that from AI?
From Google AI, yes. Some of this is Wikipedia.
Bullshit. You can't trust Google AI.
No.
About science? What?
All right, so after all that, that was fun. So I can't wait to do more follow-ups.
Yeah, let's say a bunch of random other bullshit that we don't know the truth about.
Yeah, and then we have to correct ourselves.
Without further ado, this jam is from
April
8th of 2024. This is Jam 1. That means we're plugged in, ready to go. And we have a note on this one. It says...
The note. The jam note.
Dreamy.
Dreamy.
Spacey.
Spacey.
No words.
No words. All right.
Here we go.
Ooh, okay.
Great.
Yeah, no, it's coming. Yes, this is about a year ago from when we're recording this.
Mm-hmm. Starting off with the tremolo on the guitar, that
I'm playing with the cymbals.
I like when you do like little things on the drums. Big fan of little noises.
I used to almost always start jams on the cymbals, just clacking around, trying to find the groove.
Mm-hmm.
Very peaceful. I also don't have my snare on, so I'm hitting my snare, but it doesn't have the rattle.
Yeah.
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 Okay. At some point, I'm going to pause and have to crank that thing on.
Yeah, your snare is not on now, by the way.
Yeah.
Because I like to keep it off, because it makes noise when you're not here.
Yeah. It's calling out for me.
Where's Ben?
Hey, yeah. Yep, right here. Now I'm switching it. Yep.
There it is. Finding your groove, Ben.
I might have just gotten a new snare head here. I was going to do the rest of them, as we already discussed. Didn't that happen?
Yeah. Good. How much do those cost?
Not much.
Really?
It's really, I keep forgetting the measurements. And I swear I wrote them down.
You've written them down multiple times. I've gotten you a tape measure.
Yes, I've even used the app to measure. And I know they're all like odd numbers. It's like 11, 13, 15. And I think two of them are the same size. Because one's the same size as the snare. But you got to get a different type of head for the snare, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of snare heads, I was looking for stock footage of Civil War reenactors and Revolutionary War reenactors, and found a really good one, and I realized you could see the brand name of the snare head on his old-fashioned drum, and I was like, that's not authentic.
Oh, calling them out,
then. Yeah, they didn't do that in the 1700s.
No.
And I'm sure it wasn't Remo if they did. I don't know, maybe. Well, that's another factoid we'll have to check. How old is the company Remo?
Yeah, well.
Is it Remo? Is it
that's Remo? I mean, I don't know how else you would pronounce that.
So it is R-E-M-O.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they might be like custom fitted in the authentic style, sizing, whatever. Like a remake, you know, reissue kind of. Trying to be historical manufacturer.
I mean, if you're making stock footage of a war like that, you're probably doing it for like high school presentations and stuff like that. They're not really going into the detail, but it pissed me off.
Yeah, dude, stock photos are fucking bullshit.
Gotta paint over it.
I do web design. I don't know if I ever talked about that the podcast, but stock photos are bullshit, man. There's so much bogus, never gonna be used stock photos for sale on like adobestock.com, which is a gigantic stock reservoir. And there's just so much like old people's, just like, it's like an old dude doing this in a white room. And it's like, who's.
Oh, they got everything, man.
And then there's like.
I gotta go through stock footage for my job to make things. Yeah, it could be a pain. Sometimes you're like, that's the picture I need for my article or whatever. Sometimes it's hard to find what you're looking for.
Oh, yeah. And then the good ones are used so widely often, that you don't want to use them. But this jam's better than what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Got the tremolo, the flanger, lifting it up.
I'm not trying to do too much.
Happening, it feels so familiar. It's like
happy. I really hope we didn't do this gym before.
I thought you checked the tracker. It's a good one either way.
Yeah, definitely.
That's why we repeat the same jam in multiple episodes. It's a good one.
Maybe we'll publish it. We'll release it on limited edition VHS.
Ooh, love those.
Chris, I was thinking about that. I mean, it's probably cheaper to get a VCR and find the copy of the movie you want to watch on VHS, you know, as long as it's made before, whatever, than to keep up with, like, 8 streaming services.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always talking about slimming down the streaming services. It's ridiculous. Like, yeah. I'd rather be bored than pay fucking billionaires to watch shit that I've already watched and know that I like. Like, I used to own the things for $20 forever.
Yeah.
And now you pay $10 a month. And do you use it? I don't know.
You can buy the digital copy, but that's expensive.
I fucking hate buying the digital copy.
Yeah.
That's just
another... Oh, then you can rent it if you really want to watch
No.
it. Yeah.
Then you're just, like, paying the billionaires to, like, have a hard drive somewhere. Like, no. I'll give you $3
and I hate
watch
how
this
they
movie
like,
for 24 hours and then...
They, like, shuffle around movies. Like, now you get it.
Yeah, yeah. Let's change contracts.
Yeah.
And, like, so many of the movies are on one platform for free and then the other platform for paid watch.
Yeah.
It's just bonkers. I fucking
hate
what's happening.
I will say that the Watch Now app is cool because it'll tell you every way you can watch a movie. That way you know if you absolutely have to pay for it or go rummaging through an old DVD box like, I swear I had that movie.
I'll have to check that out. This jam's solid.
Yeah. It's upbeat.
I'd call it like, yeah, it is upbeat. Mid-tempo, upbeat, but still like chill.
Yeah.
Like you're very relaxed.
Yeah, I was probably cautiously optimistic about life at this point, and
wow.
Things got very chaotic right after this jam almost. But I got spit out of the tornado and really, really liked where I landed, you know?
Sounds like a tornado.
Yeah, here comes the tornado, man. Foreshadowing. All right. Yeah, this is good.
The loop. Ooh. Change the effect. Wow. Bravo, boys.
Yeah, we might need to tab that one.
You mean like guitar tabs?
No, like star it, highlight.
Well, that's
future me, that was a good jam. We should keep that one. We should try and do something with it.
Isn't that what we're doing? God. Yeah, but that was like a mellow, very consistent jam.
Oh yeah.
It had some rises, but
wasn't
it didn't...
Wasn't too long, wasn't trying too much.
Yeah, we didn't like rock out, I wasn't trying to shred.
But I do like how the end was tornado-y.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you want to expound on the tornado situation? You were like, last year at this point, I was very...
I would call it a whirlwind.
You had your old job.
Old job, first time coach of baseball. So I know right before this jam was opening day, so games were about to start.
Okay.
And once games started, and yeah, it was just a tornado of events. A lot of things happened. Son broke his arm at one point. It was just a series of kind of unfortunate events. But like I said, once I got spit out of the tornado, I really liked where I landed.
Well, good for you, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's been a fun ride.
Yeah. And now you're coaching baseball again.
Yes. And we won. First game.
Your son's...
Literally.
Arm is good.
Oh, and his arm is mended. Yes. He's playing baseball.
Is he hitting the ball?
First game, he walked. So he got on base.
Okay.
And he stole second and third.
Nice.
Yeah.
Stealing bases.
Stealing is a big thing right now.
That's the most exciting thing you can do in baseball.
Yes.
Other than hit a home run. That's probably like...
Yeah, I don't care if it's on the other team. If I see one of these kids hit a home run, I'm gonna lose it.
Yeah. That's a big achievement.
If they don't hit it over the outfielders. You know. So that'd be cool.
Yeah. Sick.
Or maybe they're like cheating and using like a bat they're not allowed to use.
Whoa, does that happen in the world? No,
I'm just kidding.
I'm somebody sure check the core on that bat. Somewhere, that is bat regulation.
Somewhere that happens. I don't think that's happening here.
Okay. Well,